Breakfast with Crossy. Carly Pearce, Lee Bryce, I hope you're happy now. You're listening to Brekkie with Crossy, and Carly Pearce actually has a brand new EP out today. It's called 29, and she's on the line with me now. Well, actually, we're on a Zoom call, I should say. Good morning, Carly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Feeling pretty good at the moment. And we're doing this over Zoom right now. People on the radio can't see it, but you're looking like you're feeling pretty good. Looking happy.
You know, I do feel pretty good. I'm excited that this music is finally out.
It's almost to the day since your last album came out a year ago.
I know, it's wild. I was thinking about that. Sorry, my dog always decides to be crazy during my interviews. It's pretty crazy just to think about everything that's changed in my life in just a short year and what a year can do.
Is that what contributed to the fact that you're already doing a new EP? Most artists, maybe 2 years, 3 years, and you know, to have one a year after an album, is that those changes the reason why you decided to go down and release an EP?
It is. You know, my producer Busby passed away of glioblastoma, brain cancer, in a very short few weeks, and I didn't feel like I wanted to try to go on with this project without him. And also that album was all about falling in love. And as we all know, I don't really identify with that now.
It has been a year or year and a bit.
It has.
Actually, you did say, and since you brought it up, let's mention it now. Last time we caught up was about middle of last year. And you did say you didn't know what music would look like without Busby. How does music look like now?
I think it feels richer. I think it feels even more what I always hoped it would be. I think that it forced me to dig deeper into what I wanted to do next. And it allowed me to kind of just like really, really find the most deep place of country music that made me want to move to Nashville. So I'm really excited for fans. I think they always expected this level of like country throwback sound from me, but I finally did it from track one to track seven.
When we caught up last time, it was just announced the nominations for the ACM Awards. I know it's months ago now. It feels like I'm late to the party here. Congratulations on winning.
Woo! I cannot believe that forever I will say I'm a CMA award winner. That feels wrong, but right.
Well, do you have like a little mantelpiece where you keep the trophy, where you can just look at it all the time?
I'm looking at it right now.
I know you don't ever go into these things expecting the wins, and all the other songs are really good songs, but there was something special with that song that you did with Lee Bryce.
I mean, I will tell you that it came as a complete and utter shock to me. I could not believe it. I cried my eyes out. I just, you know, you always dream of something like that, but to hear it come to fruition and know that you're like going down in country music history, that's pretty crazy.
When I first heard the title of the EP, it says 29, I thought, oh, I guess that must be her age. And well, it's not actually.
Not exactly. So I'll be 31 in April, but when all of these changes were happening to me, I was in the year 29. And I feel like for all of us, this time in your life, especially like your late 20s, you go through and you've experienced things. And for me, life didn't exactly turn out the way that I thought it was going to. And this is kind of my journey through kind of making that decision, realizing that decision, grieving that decision, and then coming out on the other side.
A lot of the songs in that you wrote on this particular EP, you wrote with Shay McAnally and Josh Osborne, both amazing, well-known songwriters, some of the best in the business. What's it like to go into a writing with those guys and others as well, knowing that they've had this amazing talent and then saying like, here's my heart, this is what I'm feeling, these are the emotions? That seems like a lot of pressure. I'd be like terrified to share my feelings with someone of that kind of ilk.
I think as artists, everybody has a different way of approaching their artistry. And for me, I feel like fans expect like the rawest, realest parts of me. I think that they would be able to tell if I shied away from that. And I think when you're a songwriter, it's your duty to be honest and to emote the feelings that all of us go through. So I kind of just made this decision that I was going to go there.
Now you got a new single from the EP. It's called Should Have Known Better. Tell us about the song.
Should Have Known Better, to me, it was the first song that I wrote for this EP, and it kind of, like, to me, is representative of those first feelings that when something happens to you, you kind of just, like, assign blame and feel like you, hindsight's 2020, and you kind of beat yourself up. And when I listened to that song, I realized just in what a low place I was in, and just caused a lot of pain in that moment, like we all do when something like that happens to you.
Awesome. Well, I certainly hope you're feeling better now with the EP being out, 29. And as I said, hopefully we see you in Australia again at some point. Until then, take care of yourself, Carly.
Thank you so much. See you soon.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.